This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying the first main point, amplifying the focus of the book of Romans, the key to abundant living. Now let's amplify the second main point, the available provision of salvation. Paul begins this point in chapter 3, verse 22. The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. The point Paul emphasizes throughout this section is that faith in Jesus Christ, in his blood sacrifice, and in his resurrection is what brings God's gracious provision of salvation to us. He says that faith has always been the way. Chapter 4, he refers to Abraham and David as examples of men who experienced the blessing of God in their lives because they believed. David experienced forgiveness. Abraham was declared righteous by God because he believed God. This happened before he was circumcised, so it was not as a result of fulfilling some religious duty. In chapter 5, we're reminded that God's provision of salvation was made available to us not after we did something to deserve it, but while we were still sinners. Notice the repetition of the words, "we have" and "we rejoice" in the first 11 verses. Anyone who is in Christ by faith is truly rich. Yes, we are sinners by nature because of Adam's sin, but we are made righteous by faith because of the sacrifice of one man, Jesus Christ. When we trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells us and begins to pour out the love of God into us and through us. No matter how much sin and failure there was in the past, God's grace is more than adequate to transform and fulfill us.